It's a Friday, but a chance to catch up with Travis Ford before they take on Evansville tomorrow, 6 o'clock. You can see the game on Bally Sports. We're presented by Mark Milton, St. Louis U Law School alum, STLTaxLawyer.com. So if you have IRS issues, visit STLTaxLawyer.com. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is not based solely on advertisements. Also, StratumRepair.com. Any basement waterproofing issues, StratumRepair.com. A chance, and it's always a pleasure to catch up with the head coach of the Billikens, Travis Ford. Big game tomorrow. They'll take on, from the Missouri Valley Conference, another Missouri Valley Conference foe, the Purple Aces of Evansville. And coach, you're 1-0, so congratulations on that. Thanks for joining us. Let's start with this. What did you take away from the game the other night against Murray State? You won the game, but give me your overall thoughts of taking away a win in game one of this season.
Yeah, great to be with you, Dan. I thought there was glimpses of very good basketball. I thought we played in spurts. I thought you saw, you know, some really good possessions of offense. Be able to score 91 points and shoot 44%. You did some things right offensively. There's a lot of areas of improvement defensively. I thought we got taken off the dribble too much. Too many straight line drives to the paint. We've got to do a better job of correcting. Thought we relaxed later in the shot clock, a few possessions late in the shot clock, relaxed and didn't finish the possession. So, some good things, but some things to improve on as well. And that's what I told our team. You know, we don't have to be perfect right now. We've got to be good enough to win, but we also have to learn every game, improve every game on areas that we were weak on the game before.
But I'll tell you what, it must have been nice for you to see Javonte come back from the knee injury. And you can see he's dealing with the ankle and maybe a little timid, I guess, with the knee, but still score, and he gets in, 21 points in his debut of this season.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You could still see he's not 100%, but, the trainers, the doctors all say that he's, his leg is 100% strong, his ankle's good. He's just gaining his confidence right now to put pressure on it, confidence to, play like he used to. And that will come with time. It will come with time. Again, he's able to score 21 points and not 100% yet. So, not a bad first game. We're just trying to ease him back in as much as possible.
Yuri gives you 14 dishes, no turnovers. Not a bad line, coach, for a debut of a season. And I know you have high expectations for him. Who doesn't? But that's pretty darn impressive, isn't it?
I don't know if I've ever seen that. It's absolutely amazing, really. For a guy that we all know, the ball's in his hands 95% of the time. He's playing 35 minutes a game and not turn it over at all. It's almost impossible. And to get four, the assist doesn't shock me. Having zero assists is just incredible. And, we put a lot on his plate. We expect a lot from him, man. He delivers.
One of the guys that I had not seen, at least in person, but I've seen a lot of them on whether I was watching and flipping through. I love college basketball, so I saw him play a lot, is Jake Forrester. And he's going to provide you a nice little 1-2 punch inside with Okoro. And it seems like he gave you some really quality minutes the other night.
I thought he played terrific. He brought a physical presence inside. He scored the ball down low. But he got some big-time rebounds, especially offensive rebounds, and kicked them out for wide-open threes. And that takes an awareness from your big guys. And it's something we've been asking them to do. When you're surrounded by shooters like we have, if you get an offensive rebound, you can't go straight back up with it. Kick it out. And our guy, I thought Jake did a great job with that. And that's what we need. I didn't think Francis played his best, especially offensively. He did a really good job rebounding the ball. But maybe when he's not playing well, then Jake plays well, or vice versa. But when they both are playing well, then I think we're a dangerous team.
I don't know how to describe him. I just say Fred Thatch is just a nice basketball player. He's just a good college basketball player. He could be your backup point guard. He could go down and rebound. He could be physical with players. So I'll ask you, you're the guy that's seen him for a long time. How would you describe Fred Thatch?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people may call him a glue guy. I call him a stat guy. He does a little bit of everything for us. He's a great defender. He can knock down an open three. He's a high-level rebounder at his size. You know, he can play multiple positions for us. He's kind of the X factor, you know, a guy that does a little bit of everything for us. And if we can keep him healthy, keep him playing, then he's a really, really important part to our team, extremely important.
You said to me the other day, you said that Javon Pickett is going to be kind of a stat stuffer, and I thought it was a nice debut for him the other night. What did you take away in watching him and his SLU debut?
Yeah, it did exactly what we need from him, especially, you know, he got a double-double, 13 points, 13 rebounds. I think he could do that on a, you know, game-by-game basis. I think he can average a double-double. He defends multiple positions. Again, a very vocal guy on our team, probably the most vocal player on our team. But, you know, a guy that's going to play a lot of minutes, and he's important to our team as well.
What do we know about Evansville? They're coming to Chaffetz Arena tomorrow night.
You know, Evansville, interesting, is very similar to Murray State. Very good offensively. Have two or three high-level offensive players. They got a three-man named Strawbridge that averaged 17 a game last year, is already averaging the exact same thing. Very talented offensive player. They got a young man at the four spot, 6'10", named Toomey. He can shoot threes. He can take you off the dribble at 6'10", and he can post you at 6'10". He's a little bit of a mismatch problem. They got a transfer from UNLV running the point that's a 6'3", strong, physical point guard. They come in between all their exhibition games. Their first game, they went on the road and won at Miami of Ohio, which was an impressive road victory. They're averaging almost 80 points a game, but very talented offensively.
Coach, you had some signees this past week. Would you mind shedding some light on that? I know Billiken fans are curious about that.
Yeah, we were very excited. We added two young men in the early signing period. A point guard named Sion Medley comes from one of the top high school programs in the country. His team's been ranked in the top five the last 3 years. He's been the starting point guard on all those teams. His whole starting five is will be signing Division I scholarships. He is a true point guard. Think of like Yuri Collins. I mean, he makes everybody around him better. Really has a great understanding of the game. And when you watch him play, you can tell he loves the game. He's always smiling. He's always talking. And can really shoot and has a really good mid-range. Played point guard for one of the best AU programs in the country. So he's used to competition, played at a very high level already. Very excited about him. And then we signed a big guy named Brock Weiss out of Memphis. 6'11", very versatile, can really shoot threes, can post, can handle it, can pass it. Brings it up the court for his team a lot in high school. He is an all-state football wide receiver. That shows you how mobile he is at 6'11". So, and he's a tough, hard-nosed young man, very hard-nosed. So really excited about both these young men.
Coach, I'll wrap it up with this. We're about 24 hours away from tip-off tomorrow. Give me what the 24 hours are like for your team. What do you have the kids do between now and then, from practices to eating, the rest period, those kind of things? And then what's this 24 hours like for you in terms of the tape, starting to look at probably a little bit of Memphis, maybe a little bit, and then getting ready for tomorrow and practice and those kind of things, getting ready for tip-off?
Yeah, you know, we practice early on Fridays at 11:30 a.m. So we'll watch film before practice, really go over Evansville, be the second day of preparation. We'll practice for about an hour and 15, hour and 30 minutes. Things are cut down the day before the game. We'll be very, very sharp. And then the night before the game, we get together with the team, watch film, cover a few more, you know, underneath out of bounds plays, cover a few more film work. They have a curfew at 10 p.m. night before the game, really important. We as a staff will get up in the morning the day of the game. We'll have a big staff meeting at about 11 a.m., and then we'll have a walkthrough with the team at 1 p.m., and then they'll have pregame meal at 2 p.m., always 4 hours prior to the game. And we'll be ready to throw it up at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. We won't start on Memphis until Sunday.
Can't wait to see you tomorrow, Coach. I'm always impressed with how you have everything detailed to the minute, to the second, and you're always gracious with your time with me, and I certainly appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Always enjoy our time. Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Have a great night.